So there's an interesting halakha. An interesting halakha in the laws of Shomei HaKa'oneh, Siman Reshut Gima, Ora Hayim. We learned in yesterday's halakha that although one preferably should answer Amen to all berachot, especially a beracha that he wants to be yotzeh, but Shulchan Aruch writes that if he did not answer Amen, it doesn't matter. So long as everybody had kabana for each other, he is yotzeh the beracha. However, the poskim do make a difference between if you answered Amen or if you didn't. And the distinction is as follows. That when we say Shomei HaKa'oneh and you answer Amen, it's as if as you made the beracha yourself. By saying Amen, it's as the words came out of your own mouth. Whereas if you don't say Amen, you get credit, meaning to eat or drink whatever the beracha is, but it's not as if you said it yourself. What's the difference? There's a big difference. There's a case that Rachab Abadiah Alav Shalom deals with. A person, two people were drinking water. So he told his friend, you make the beracha for me and I'll be yotzeh. So the guy says, Shakol Niyal Baro. The guy hears the beracha, has kabarat to be yotzeh, says Amen. And then he decides, you know what? The second guy listening, I don't want to drink the water. He doesn't have that option. Because that's beracha lebatala. Because since he answered Amen, it's as if he made the beracha, even though he didn't say anything. So that's it's a great trivia question. What's a case that a person doesn't open his mouth, he just says the word Amen, and he can be making a barakah lebatala? The case would be if he changes his mind. However, if he didn't answer Amen, he has the option to say, you know what, I changed, I don't want to drink. Because since it's not considered as if he made the barakah and stuff. So this again underscores how serious this law of Shomei HaKa'oneh is. That it's not only that he's yotzeh in some cases, as if those words came out of his mouth. The reason why I'm saying this, because a lot of people don't believe the halakha. They think if they make the beracha themselves, it's better than if they listen to somebody. But according to the halakha, if you're answering Amen, you're getting the same exact credit as if you said the beracha yourself. And according to what we learned to Shulchan Aruch, it's better because Berov Amadat Melech, because you're doing it now together. So again, one should be careful again to answer Amen, but once you answer Amen, you must follow through.